This is Les O'Coin. The BPA, bowing to the region's big power companies, has announced that it will cut short the release of water over its dams this summer to help young endangered salmon migrate to sea. BPA is a federal power marketing agency which sells electricity from 31 dams in the Northwest. Its latest salmon-killing plan would send the electricity to California to keep air conditioners going this summer at a profit of $47 million over 3 years. The agency is cash-strapped because the drought in 2001 made it unable to produce enough electricity to meet its contracts. Selling power now to the lucrative California market is a way to help satisfy its outstanding financial obligations, but not its moral obligation to the salmon, or to the Northwest communities and industries that depend upon them. Ironically, this salmon reduction plan coincides with Oregon Governor Ted Kulongoski's Brand Oregon campaign to market Oregon wild-caught salmon across the nation. Critics of BPA's plans include fishing and conservation groups, the Columbia Intertribal Fisheries Commission, the National Wildlife Federation, and the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. They all say salmon mortality estimates may reach up to 140,000 returning adults. A true regional cost-benefit analysis would, of course, include the external financial losses that BPA omits. Lost fishing jobs, tourism, recreation, and the cost of more aggressive native habitat protection that may affect private landowners. But keeping books in this way seldom has been the way things work in the West. Meanwhile, not one study shows serious progress on energy conservation anywhere on the Pacific coast, especially in Southern California. It's easier to kill the salmon. It's important to remember some history here. In the year 2000, when NOAA Fisheries, the prime federal fisheries agency, ruled out breaching the dams on the lower Snake River to protect salmon, it expected that water would be spilled over the dams in the spring and summer to aid young migrating salmon. Now BPA plans to break what remains of that tattered promise. The water will be sold. The fish will be minced in turbines. And no one in government, no one, will whisper seriously about breaching the lower Snake River dams. Ah, but the BPA says it will spend $2 to $12 million in conservation actions to mitigate the damage. It will try to prevent the stranding of newly hatched Chinook on the Hanford Reach of the Columbia. And it will increase bounty hunting on the pike minnow, a salmon predator. That move, incidentally, according to Washington's Department of Fish and Wildlife, is of almost no value. What might be of value would be some attention to the issue by the presidential candidates. Stay tuned. This is Les O'Coin.